92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Here's something that's not getting proper attention across our country. This year, in just the first 3 months of 2022, our government leaders wrote nearly 250 anti-LGBTQ bills, and most of them were targeted at trans people. That's an average of 3 per day introduced for further motion to become laws. These new bills restrict LGBTQ issues in school curriculums, allow for religious limitations, they restrict trans people's permission to play sports, use bathrooms that correspond with their gender identity, and receive gender-affirming health care. And they're resulting in discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people, preventing them from getting good jobs and housing. I gotta be honest, I'm confused. When did this become such a big priority in our country? When did trans people become a threat to our nation? I thought we were supposed to be accepting of all people, races, colors, religions, lifestyle types. That's what my parents taught me when I was tiny. I'm just really fed up with how our elected government leaders are spending their time and earning my tax dollars. I mean, I have a lot of responsibilities here at the radio station, and there's nothing left on my to-do list when I leave here at the end of the day. That's how government should operate, too. I think we should all get a weekly report of what the elected government officials are doing each week so that we can approve or reject what they spent their time on, and that would determine if they get paid and how much of our tax money they get. I think that would keep them focused, don't you? Because we've got to stop letting these people create new problems when there's things that really do need to get fixed.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.